Hello and welcome to How to Walk in Divine Health, a radio outreach of the Living Savior Ministries. We have a special program today. Our speaker, Thurman Scrivener, is the senior pastor at the Living Savior Ministries. He is going to be teaching today the principles from God's Word on how to get healed and how to stay healed. We join today's message, The Lord Heals in Different Ways, already in progress.
So if the curse causes cannot come to rest, there's got to be some kind of a reason that this sickness has come upon us, on you. She said, you mean there's a reason that sickness comes upon us? He said, well, that's what Thurman said, the Word of God says. Let me put one scripture on the board for you to meditate on. John 15:2. I want you to see this scripture. John 15:2, almost nobody believes this, but look at what John 15:2 says. What does it say? Wait a minute. I didn't hear that, Miss Jackie. It says what?
Every branch in me that bear not fruit, I will take away.
Now, let me ask somebody for a Christian interpretation of what that means. Now, we know what it just said, but what does it mean? My wife just said he's going to kill you. Yeah. No. Surely God doesn't mean he's going to kill you. But what does it say? How many branches? Who's that include? Of all of us that are in this room, how many does that include? That's all of us. Okay, we got that right? Every branch. That means you and me too, right, young lady?
Right.
Now, what if I'm not producing any fruit for the kingdom?
You get cut off from the tree.
Well, now, what does that mean to get cut off? Does that reckon that means he really going to kill me?
That's what it sounds like.
That's what it says, isn't it? Every branch in me that bears no fruit, I cut it off. Is that what he said? So if you're a church member, you're a Christian, and you're going to church, and you're doing all kinds of things, and you get to be about 50 or 60 years old, and you say, well, I don't need to do that no more. I'm going to let the younger people do that. I'm just going to sit back and take my life easy. You ever heard of the guy that had all the stuff in the book of Luke, and he sat back and he said, now, Seth, you know, you got all this stuff. You just build bigger barns and sit back and take life easy. What'd the Lord say? You fool, this night your soul shall be required of you. Is that what he said?
Yes.
That's kind of scary to retire, especially when it says there's no retirement. When the Lord says, occupy till I come. Is that what he said?
Yes.
There is no retirement plan in the kingdom of God. So if you think you're going to get older and you're going to quit working, you ain't going to live long. Because God's going to cut you off. Because he said in his word, every branch in me that bears no fruit, I cut it off. Is that what he said? People say, I've heard all kinds of people say, Thurman, that's not what that means. I said, well, then pray tell, what in the world does God mean if he don't mean what he says? I've come to realize if he said it, brother, he means it. You know that?
Yep.
So anyway, this poor lady, she's got the breast cancer, and he says, Thurman clearly says that the curse causes cannot come to rest, and so there's got to be a reason for you to be sick. She said, but Pastor, you know I come to church every time the door's open. Do you know people like that? Yes. She said, and I tithe. I do all these things right. I don't have no bitterness, no unforgiveness, nothing. I'm a good woman. He said, I know all that. But the word says the curse causes cannot come to rest. So there's got to be a reason that you're sick.
Right.
She said, well, would you ask the Lord for me what I've done wrong? He said, okay. Father, in Jesus' name, you said in Jeremiah 33:3, call unto you and I'll answer you. So, Lord, what did this woman do to bring this breast cancer upon her? Thank you, Lord. And this woman screamed. She says, my God, he spoke to me. And do you know God can say a whole lot in a very short period of time? He said, what did he say? She said, he said, he's cutting me off because I'm not using my gifts he gave me for his glory. I used to be a singer in the choir. I used to sing solos, and I gotten older, so I decided I'd let the younger people do it, so I quit. I used to be a Sunday school teacher. I've been told many times how good a teacher I was, but she said I got older. I thought I'd let the younger people do it, so I've quit singing and I've quit teaching. And the Lord says, because I'm not producing any fruit for his kingdom, and I'm not giving him glory for the gifts he gives me, he's cutting me off and bringing me home. She said, but Pastor, I'm not ready to die yet. I'm still not, I may be old enough to retire, but I ain't old enough to die. See, that's the way God does it. God says, every branch in me that bears no fruit, I cut it off. Is that what he said, young lady? That's just about as clear as you can get it, isn't it? So she said, I'm not ready to die. So he said, well, Thurman says that the Word of God says that if you repent of your sins, God will forgive you. Did he say that? 1 John 1:9, you repent of your sins. Did he say he would forgive you? Amen. He said he will forgive us. Is that right, brother? So she said, well, I'm not ready to die yet. He said, well, then you better repent right quick. So she said, Lord, I'm sorry. I have not been using my gifts for your glory. I have to say I have quit. But, Lord, I guarantee I'll join the choir again. I'll sing. I'll even sing a solo if they want me to. And, Lord, if you want me to teach a Bible study class, I'll go back to teaching. I will do what you said when you said, occupy till you come. I will never retire, Lord. I repent for even thinking about not producing fruit. I'm here to produce fruit for the kingdom. Lord, thank you for forgiving me. He said, ma'am, let's take you down to the hospital and let them check you. He said, well, I took her down to the hospital. They run a test on her, and there was absolutely not a cancer cell left in her body. Isn't that amazing? But, you know, it goes right with the scripture, doesn't it? How many branches in me? Every branch that bears no fruit. How many people do you know that call themselves Christians that when they get a little older, 40, 50 years old, 60 years old, they say, I go to church. I even tithe. I'm a good person. God says there ain't not none good. Is that what he said? Ain't none good but God. Good teacher. He said, what do you call me good for? I'm not good. There's none good, none, except God. God the Father is the only one that's good. So anyway, when you find out there has got to be a cause for you to be sick, then if I want to get you healed, and how many of you that came here today would like to be healed? If you got a problem, you want to be healed, then we're going to have to find your sin. Because according to God's word, there is a cause for you to be sick. If the scripture says the curse, which is sickness, causeless cannot come to rest. This woman, now see, here's the thing. If you look at this woman, you would think, in fact, my very first experience with healing was a man with stage 4 cancer. I mean, this is when I knew nothing. Nothing. But I'll tell you what, when I came in from that out-of-town trip that Wednesday night, my wife told me, said, honey, you need to run up to the hospital in Louisville. There's a man, a friend of ours up there, Ed, said he has had surgery today, and I don't think he got a very good report. You need to go see him. I was a deacon in a Baptist church. So I went up there and knocked on the door, and his wife came to the door. I said, Ruthie, I said, how's Ed? And she said, Thurman, they opened him up and done exploratory surgery in him today, and he has stage 4 lymphoma, terminal cancer in every organ of his body. There is no hope. He's 42 years old. Is that what every 42-year-old man wants to hear? Not hardly, huh? Well, as soon as she said that, see, I didn't know anything. God was training me back in those days, so I didn't know anything about healing. But anyway, when she told me what she said, I hear this audible voice. Son, tell Ed to call the men of the church to pray over him, and I'll heal him. I prayed for her, and I walked off, and I walked in down the hallway, and I looked up, and I says, God, I know that was you who spoke to me in her room a while ago, but God, you didn't hear what she said. Yeah. Y'all all got that, didn't you? Does that tell you how little I knew? Does that tell you how much I know about my God? Lord, you didn't hear. First of all, he ain't hard hearing. And second, there ain't nothing hard for him, and nothing's impossible with him. You understand? But see, when you know nothing and you ain't been taught nothing, you know nothing and nothing is nothing.
Yeah.
It's amazing how little we know in the church. Yeah, I used to think that if I could go talk to a pastor, he would know everything until I became a pastor, and then I realized we don't know nothing. So that's the way it is. I even went to the seminary, and I've been asked to teach in the biggest Baptist seminary in Fort Worth, how many times, 4 or 5 times? And I come to realize they don't know anything either. You know, so they're just like the rest of us. That's why I said a while ago, you know, it's just me and Dave and Jeff or whatever, but we're just boys in the kingdom. You know, we don't know nothing. We know a little bit about a few things, but compared to what's in that book, we don't know nothing. Very nothing. Well, I mean, nothing. But God calls each one of us to do something. So anyway, whenever I walked out of the hospital saying, you know, God, you didn't hear what she said. She has terminal cancer, Lord. You don't understand. He's terminal. I can just see the Lord now saying, son, if you ever get a hold of who I am, you understand? If you ever get a hold of who I really am, you'll never make a dumb statement like that no more. You'll throw those away. So on the way home, I said, Lord, I know in your word it says, check, test every spirit. I've read that. I mean, I'm a Sunday school teacher in the Baptist church, so I know some of the Bible. But I said, I said, Lord, I've got to test this spirit. I said, I've got to have something in your word that confirms what you said when you said, tell Ed to call the men of the church to pray over him and you'll heal him. I said, Lord, I don't know any scripture. So anyway, I go home and I begin to look up everything I can find under healing. And I came up on this magnificent verse of James 5, 14, 15, and 16. I want you to look at this scripture, James 5, 14, 15, 16. Now, when you see this, have you got it yet, young lady? Read the first line.
Oh,
you're writing it down. Okay, you ain't got there yet. Okay. Hold it before we go any further. What did you just say?
I said, any sick among you.
Oh, any? Do you say any?
Any.
Well, who would that include?
Everybody. Everything.
Now, wait a minute. If she just read this right, and how many of y'all agree with her? Is any sick among you? Is that what it said? So that includes how many of us? So why in the world, if God put a statement like that in the book, why do any of us ever go to a doctor? Does that make sense, sir? It don't make no sense at all why we would go to a doctor if we believe in Jesus, right?
You have been listening to Thurman Scrivener of the Living Savior Ministries. We are going to stop for today, but we will return at our next scheduled broadcast with more teaching. If you would like today's broadcast in its entirety titled, The Lord Heals in Different Ways, or you would like any other Living Savior Ministries teaching on CD or DVD, we will be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. You can contact the Living Savior Ministries at 940-242-2106. That's 940-242-2106. You can also listen to any of the Living Savior Ministries teachings online or order them free and postpaid by going to the Living Savior Ministries website at www.tlsm.org. That's www.tlsm.org. Praise the Lord Jesus.